Blog Talk Radio. praise the Lord. And greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We was having some technical difficulty tonight getting on air. But we thank God, excuse me, for blessing us to be here tonight, Friday night, January the 30th, 2015. We want to thank you all for joining us right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. Tonight we're going to get right into the Word of God tonight. What a blessing it is for us to do that. It's a privilege and an honor to share with you. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson, and I greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. But we're going to open up in prayer. Father, we just thank you. We give you praise because there's no God like you. We thank you for making a way because you are the way. And then, Lord, we ask you to look down upon us now, God. We ask you to forgive us for all our sins, oh God, iniquities and transgression that we have done. In your sight, we ask you, oh God, to be pleased, oh God, to use us for your glory, God. We recognize that we can't do anything without you, but we can do all things in Christ, oh God. Lord God, we ask that you will continue to meet every need according to your riches and glory. We thank you for your word, oh God. We shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto we sent it. Now we thank him. We give your name praise. We give your name glory and honor. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. You are our healer tonight. Thank you for total healing. We just commit all things unto you, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Tonight, I want to call your attention to Deuteronomy. I'm going to look at chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Beginning at verse 1. Excuse me. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, the Bible says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." He says, "And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God." Let's notice these verses again. It's a setup for where we would like to go. He says, "And it shall come to pass that if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." We want to talk about how to be a success in Christ. A success in Christ. Now, when we hear this word success, we're not just talking about in one area, just money only, but I'm talking about being able to succeed and prosper in the Lord. It is the will of God that we should prosper, not struggle and strain. But there is a process of us doing that. We must be obedient to the word of the Lord. We must understand that our strength and our wisdom, we have to look to the Lord. He is our strength tonight. And no matter what we are going through, we have to understand he is the one who gives us the victory. We just got to be obedient to his word. So success goes along with obeying God's word. In our text tonight, it tells us that a little information that we need to know. He said that it shall come to pass, and here's a little word, if, which is a conditional word, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Hearken means to pay attention. And then he said to observe. When I think of the word observe, I think about like a scientist who's observing, paying attention to, or he makes a hypothesis. He's aware of his environment, circumstances, and the things that are going on. So you observe, and then and to do all his commandments. So observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. Not just enough for us to hear the word, but it's enough for us to say, I shall obey the Lord. Then he says, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. He says that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations. He says that he will set us on high above all nations, which means God will use us anywhere, any way that he chooses, if we will observe and to do all that he placed in our heart. He said that all these blessings now shall come on thee and overtake thee. Shall come on thee and overtake thee. But here's that condition. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Then it gives us some blessings that goes with this. So in Deuteronomy 28, verse 3, he says, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. So you'll be blessed, whether you're in the city or whether you're in the country, if you represent the country. So wherever you are, you shall be in power. This word blessed means power to prosper or happy. So he says, blessed shall thou be in the city, blessed shall thou be in the field. The Bible says, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and your children, the fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Oh, Father, we thank you. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store, which means our cabinets, everything that we have shall be blessed, be empowered to prosper. He said, blessed shall thou be when thou cometh in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. Notice, he says, the Lord shall call that enemy that rise up against thee to be smitten for thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou sittest and hand unto. The Bible says that he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. This made me think about how we are blessed because of what the psalmist said here in Psalm 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of the water, bringing forth its fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So the Bible says that the Lord shall bless. The Lord shall command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The scripture goes on to let us know that the Lord shall establish thee in holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. He says, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous and good in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. And then Deuteronomy 28:12, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in its season, all the works of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Notice, he says, thou shalt lend to many nations, and shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head, and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If, here's the condition now, if that thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Notice now, we are commanded to be obedient to his word. Obedience brings about many blessings. But you got to be willing to take that initiative and say, Lord, I want to do what you call me to do. I want to do what you have me to do. And then when you do that, you will see the blessings that goes along with obedience. Obedience really brings the blessing. And that's what we have to be mindful of, is that we want to do those things that pleases our Lord. Now, when we think about this word obedience, if we are going to be successful, let us consider some verses for our study tonight. In Deuteronomy chapter 30, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 and 16, the Bible says, see, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil, and that I command thee this day to do what? He said, to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his way, and to keep his commandments, and that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. Notice now, he says, see, listen, I'm giving you a commandment. He said, I've said before thee this day life and good and death and evil, and that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, and to walk in his way, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. The Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess. Moses was talking to the children of Israel, and he was letting them know that God has set a plan, and it's up to you to follow the plan. Listen, God has a good plan for our life, but he can't make us take it. It is a decision of our will. And when you find people who will just hear the word but yet won't do it, then that sets the tone for their destination. Consider Deuteronomy 6:18. The Bible says, and thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Notice that again. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. And he says, and thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy father. Praise God. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 3. He says, hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that you may increase mightily, as the Lord, God of thy fathers, has promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. I'm fully persuaded that obedience is work. You got to work. It's an action word. It's not just talking, but it is an action word. So notice again, Deuteronomy 6:3. Hear, therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that it may increase mightily, as the Lord God and thy fathers has promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Let us consider Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 12. Wherefore, it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments, and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercies which he has sweared unto thy fathers. Notice again, wherefore it shall come to pass if thou or if ye hearken to these judgments, if you pay attention to these judgments and keep or guard or protect and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and mercy which he sware unto thy fathers. Praise the Lord. Then in Deuteronomy 29, verse 9, keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. Notice again, keep therefore the words of this covenant. And a covenant is a legal or binding agreement between two or more parties. So he says, keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that you may prosper in all that you do. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29, oh, that there were such an heart in them, that they would fear me. Now, this is not talking about fear meaning be afraid, but fear meaning respect. And keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Oh, God. The Bible says, oh, that there were such an heart in them, that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 9, the scripture says, Philippians 4, 9, those which you have both learned and receive and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. So if you want to be successful, follow those who are following Christ. Follow those who are leading by example. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 19, Jesus was talking in the Sermon on the Mount. He says that whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Look at that again. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Let's continue on. The scripture declares in Matthew 7, Jesus was still talking on the Sermon on the Mount. He was sharing with us about a good foundation, how you can have it. So consider Matthew 7 and verse 24. He declared this, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat up on the house. And it fell not. Why? Because it was founded upon a rock. He also said that whosoever hear these sayings of mine and do it or not, is likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And he said, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat up on that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Then Job testified about how you could be a success in terms of obedience. He declared this, Job 36, verse 11. He says, if, hear that word, the conditional word, if they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Praise God. Friends, no matter what we are going through, no matter what storms or challenges that's presented to us in life, we got to understand everything works out for our good, but for God's glory. The Apostle Paul declares in Romans 8:28, he said, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Now, and we know, we got the confidence, we got the assurance. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. In John chapter 13, verse 17, Jesus declared, if you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. So you see the importance of doing what God has told us to do. If you know these things, Jesus said, happy are ye if you do them. John 15, verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Jesus said again, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love from the Lord. James chapter 1, verse 25. The Bible declares, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in the deed. Notice, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Excuse me. All right. The Bible declares in Romans chapter 2, verse 13, he says, but not the hearers of the law are justified before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Notice now, for not the hearers of the law are justified before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. Then Jesus told us in his own words, John 5, verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth, that means keep on, continue to stand there, he that heareth my word and believeth on me, that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Jesus says again, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Consider Jesus' words also in Matthew chapter 12, verse 50. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same as my brother and sister and mother. And this is when Jesus' family had came to visit him. But he said unto them, whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same as my brother and sister and mother. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, the Bible says, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of my Father abideth forever. Notice, he that continue doing it, not the one that started and stopped. He says, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So that's why he tells us, love not the things that are in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Because he said, if you love those things, you're not of my Father. Jesus told us again in the Sermon on the Mount, listen, this is Matthew 7 and verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Notice he said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And then finally, in 1 John chapter 3, verse 22, Scripture says to us, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Why? He said, because we keep his commandment and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Notice again, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandment and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So if we're going to succeed, we have to understand that we got to be a doer of the word. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. Father, I ask that you will look upon us now. God, thank you that we have the privilege to come bold into the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Lord God, we just thank you that you're concerned about us, Lord. We thank you. Your word declares it's of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed because your compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh God, we ask you to bless right now. God, we ask you to give us supernatural strength. help us, oh God, that we'll do those things that are pleasing to you. God, we ask you to continue to be merciful. Thank you, oh God, for every listener tonight, every man, woman, boy, girl. May their lives be transformed by the things they heard tonight. Lord, help us to hear what the word says. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Lord, we just give you praise. We give you glory for the victory. We pray this all tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen. I want to thank you all for joining us tonight. Thank you all for praying for us as we believe in God for manifestation of our healing. It's been a challenging couple of months. And we just trust God because he's a faithful God. We thank God for what he's doing for us, with us, and through us. And we just bless him and honor him for the victory. So tonight we pray that you all will have a safe weekend. Go to your local church. Find your good Bible-believing Holy Ghost teaching church where you can learn more about Jesus Christ. And most of all, you find people that are examples of living a holy life. We just believe God is, he's so great and so kind. We endeavor and we solicit your prayer. You will continue to pray for us and believe God for some great things. Our expectation is from the Lord tonight. No matter what the challenges is, I know that according to Jeremiah 29:11, the Bible says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, that thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expect end." Number 6, verse 24-26 says, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." This is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding you all to have a great night in the name of Jesus and a safe weekend. We look to see you right back here Monday night on Blog Talk Radio. This has been our study for tonight, Friday night, January 30th, 2015. God bless you, everyone. Have a great night in Jesus' name.